It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Do you ever sing that song with me? You know, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. When I come to visit on your television, I like it when you sing with me. Mm-hmm. This is a reversible coat. You ever heard of such a thing? I'll show it to you. This way, it looks like this. And the inside of it can be the outside if you just go like this. It's really two coats in one, see? See that? There. Now it looks like that. I'll show you. It's Chef Brockett's coat, so it's too big for me. But he loaned it to me so I could show you what a reversible coat looks like. See, you turn it inside out and it's another coat. Oh, sure, it's too big because Chef Brockett's bigger than I am. Mm-hmm. We're about the same age, but we're just a different size. He's a bigger man than I am. I know some four-year-olds who are different sizes. I know one four-year-old who's about this big, and another four-year-old who's about this big. And I like them both, yeah. In fact, sometimes people think that they're too little, or sometimes they think they're too big, yeah. But it's not the size that makes the person lovable. No, as a matter of fact, I like you just the way you are. It's the inside of you that I like so much. It's you I like, not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your eyes, your skin, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. I have a raincoat too. I'll show you mine. I like mine and Chef Brockett likes his. Yep. This is mine. And it fits me. It's not reversible, though. No, this part that's inside is just a line. If it were reversible, I could go like that with it. and wear it this way. But it's not reversible. Now, I'll put this back. I might just take that lining out and show it to you. Would you like to see it? You put the lining in when it's colder weather. See, there's a zipper the whole way around it, inside. You just zip like this. There. Lining. I think I'll try that lining on by itself. I think I better take this back to Chef Brockett. I just borrowed it for a little while. But I'm one for hanging things up when I don't need them. It's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. Have you ever seen Chef Brockett's bakery? That's the place that he bakes things. That's why it's called a bakery. Yeah. Will you come with me? All right. We'll take his coat back. And I think I'll put it this way. Reversible coat. Come along to Chef Brockett's bakery. This number shows our turn, and when Chef Brockett's sales lady calls out number 10, that'll mean she's ready for us. Yeah. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Number just 9, fine. Please.
That's mine.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Chef Brockett has such good things.
Oh, marvelous.
What do you want today?
I don't know. Everything looks so good.
Look, there isn't a special today. Upside down cake.
Oh, I'll have one.
Okay.
You know I love pineapple upside down cake, but I never could understand why they call them that. You know, the pineapple on the bottom or on the top or wherever it is and all that good stuff underneath. I really am glad they have them today.
59 cents, man.
Okay.
A special of upside down cake.
Here's your chamber.
Thank you.
Bye, Audrey.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Number
you too.
10, please. Oh,
Number
Mr. Royer,
hi,
how
Mrs.
are you?
Shank. Fine. How's your family?
Very well, thank you. What do you want today here?
Well, Chef Brockett loaned me this reversible coat, and I'd like to take it back to him. Is he here?
Yes, he is. Do you like call him?
Please, thank you.
Chef Brockett.
Okay, Mrs. Shank. Oh, hi,
Mr. Chef Brockett. Thank you very much for the coat.
You're welcome.
We tried it on both sides.
Oh, good. Works on both sides, too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Bet you it was kind of big for you.
It was.
Oh, yeah. Put it in the back. Thanks, dear. Well, how's everything with you?
Fine. You have upside down cake.
That's right. That's right. I kind of figured you might want one.
I never understood why it was called that.
Oh, that's kind of confusing. But, see, the reason is, when it's cooking, the upside is down. The upside is really down here.
Oh, could I see it?
Yeah, I'll show you how it works.
This
now.
Is the bottom,
That's
is it?
Right. Watch now. Now, there's the upside.
Oh, great.
But it used to be down.
I see.
But now the upside is up.
I'd like to buy it.
Okay.
Could I have this very one?
You can have this very one. Will you wrap it up, please, Mrs. Shank? 59 cents.
59. There's a dollar.
Okay.
Everything you have looks so good, Chef Brockett.
Well, thank you.
Number.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Here's your change.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Good day, Mr. Royer. Buenos días, señora.
Buenos días, señorita. Mire, tenemos un verdadero especial hoy. La torta al revés.
Oh, fantástico.
I am going to give to you.
Chef Brockett is bigger than I am, but sometimes he makes me feel very big because he likes what I do, and he's my friend. Let's take a look at this cake. I like the things he bakes. Have you ever been in a bakery like that, where you take a number for your turn and see all those things in the cases? There's the upside down cake. See the pineapple rings and then the cherry in the middle? How many cherries are on there? I counted six. Mm-hmm. That doesn't look upside down to me, though. Now, I wonder how my sweater would look if it were upside down. Let's try. Times I put my sweater on this way and didn't even mean to. Upside down. That's how I'd look. Kind of looks like a cape for a king, like that. Don't you think? Yeah, it's more comfortable this way, though. I wonder what King Friday would think of upside down. Let's have some make believe, all right? Okay. I'll get the models for make-believe. Who lives in the castle? And what's the baby's name? Prince Tuesday. Okay, castle. Corny's factory. He makes rocking chairs. And there's the big tree. Henrietta Pussycat lives in there. What's the owl's name? Who lives in there? Goes like that. X. Museum go round. Who's that lady who takes care of the museum? Lady Elaine Fairchild. And the platypuses, they're still away in Australia. And Daniel Striped Tiger's clock. Now, what could we make believe about an upside down cake and King Friday? Well, maybe Chef Brockett could be bringing the upside-down cake to the castle. Let's just pretend about what King Friday might say about that. Will you with me? Okay. Upside-down cake to the neighborhood of make-believe.
If it's an upside-down cake when it's baking, it's an upside-up cake now, don't you see?
It's just a name for the cake, King Friday.
Yes, but what if everyone would say what he does not mean?
It would be a strange world.
I will declare that for today.
You're declaring that everybody should say what he doesn't mean today?
Exactly. Won't that be jolly?
I don't know.
Well, let's try it and see.
All right.
First, please give me a piece of cake.
Just here you
a
are.
Small bite. Thank you. Terrible cake. Terrible.
I'm sorry, King Friday. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, Chef. I said terrible cake because I liked the cake.
Oh, I see. It is confusing.
Now you try.
All right.
Chef Brockett, how do you like my crown? If you think it's beautiful, you say it's an ugly crown.
It's an ugly crown, King Friday.
Yes. Oh, the queen and prince must not be coming. Yes, please, her.
Friday?
You see, Prince Tuesday grows smaller and smaller every day.
Why, Friday, how can you say that?
And Queen Sarah never takes care of him.
Oh, Friday, what has come over you? I do take care of Tuesday. I do, and he's growing.
Prolificate, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday, but what's going on out here?
You are the worst telephone operator in the world.
What do you mean?
I mean that you're the best telephone operator in the world.
Oh, how strange.
But why did you say the worst if you meant the best?
Kindly explain, Chef Brockett.
King Friday has declared that everybody should say what he doesn't mean today.
What he doesn't mean?
That's right.
Oh, so that's why you said that I wasn't taking care of Tuesday.
Exactly. I meant that you were taking care of Tuesday.
And when you said that Tuesday was growing smaller and smaller every day.
I meant that he was growing bigger and bigger every day.
Well, I don't like that kind of game, Friday. It made me cry.
I guess I should have told everybody about it first.
I think everyone should say exactly what he means. I mean, I always do that. It's been my policy for years, and I'll tell you, I found it's the best policy by all means. I really do think that...
Yes, well, Prolificate, I declare then that everyone is supposed to say what he does mean.
Oh, then people won't have to guess.
You may all come to the U Room for some upside up cake and ultimate understanding celebration. Come along. Come, Cyril.
Yes, well, I just couldn't understand what you would...
It's hard to trust people who say things they don't mean. I'm going to put this in the refrigerator. What if I would say, this is not a refrigerator? Or, what if I would say, these are not fish? That would seem strange, wouldn't it? Made Queen Sarah cry. Yeah. Best to tell people there's somebody at the door. Just a minute. Hello? That's Betty. Betty Eberlin. Hey, Betty.
Hi.
Hi, come in.
Do you have a minute?
Oh, I'm glad to see you. What do you have?
A new Cinderella book.
Illustrated by Jack Guest.
Yes, and I wanted you to see it.
Oh, beautiful pictures.
Aren't they?
There aren't any words.
I know. Know where the words are?
No.
In my head.
Oh.
Because they're the words to a Cinderella song.
Oh, would you sing it?
Oh, yes. What? Would you and your friend watch the pictures as I sing?
Sure, we'll watch the pictures as Betty sings.
My name is Ella, and I used to sweep the cinders from the fireplace, and my sisters didn't have to do a thing. I washed the dishes, made the beds, and cooked the meals and swept the cinders. Still, my sisters didn't have to do a thing. Then one day, when I was feeling very blue, a very lovely fairy said to me, "Just how would you like to be a princess?" Cinderella as a princess, Cinderella in a crown as a princess, in a castle with Prince Charming, who will keep all things from harming little Ella. Cinderella as a princess. The lovely fairy, oh, so magically, turned mice to horses rapidly, and with a warning sent me to the ball. Prince Charming danced with me and danced with me, till I remembered frantically, at midnight I would have to leave the hall. So I rushed home from the castle just in time. I thought it must have been a dream, because there was no sign, no sign I'm a princess. Cinderella as a princess, Cinderella in a crown as a princess, in a castle with Prince Charming, who will keep all things from harming little Ella. Cinderella as a princess. It seems Prince Charming found the slipper that I dropped right near the castle, and he said that he would find the girl it fit. And after days and days of searching, he was searching in our neighborhood and stopped into our house to rest a bit. All at once, he asked if I would try the shoe. My sisters said, "How silly!" But Prince Charming said, "Please do, please do be my princess." Well, the ending of my story is like the ending of a real fairy story. In a castle with Prince Charming, who now keeps all things from harming little Ella. Cinderella as a princess, Cinderella as a princess.
What a beautiful story.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Perhaps you and your friends would want to just look at the pictures and to think the story this time. Do you think?
Would you like to do that? You know the story of Cinderella? Let's look at the pictures and just think the story. Thank you. thank you for that, Betty.
Oh, you're welcome. I wanted you to see it. I've got to take it over to my theater now.
Good. Well, so you'll
excuse me?
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye, Betty. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Cinderella was pretending that she was a princess, but she finally found out that the prince loved her just the way she was. You don't have to be any special size or be dressed in any special way to be lovable. People can love you for just who you are, the way I do. I do today, I did yesterday, and I will tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You make it special for me every day. I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.